Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the Makanair Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
Talk to God yourself. Speak to God. Speak to Him. You've come into His presence. You've come into His presence. Speak to Him. Babo Shaka Main Dolemo Samayande. Mandelemo Saka Mayande Mosha. Pray. Malama Kabosh Ame Shiva.
Lord, we've come, Lord. Apasia Delia Dada. Oh, my dear, no better place than your presence, Lord. Yes, Kadiamo Shafrandiando Lobo to teach. You will teach us your way.
Pray.
Habandiando Lobo Soto.
Pray.
Amadekalo Sibrata da Valaba. Lematolia Bavale at Talababa. Sabrando Lobo Shabadia da. We have come to you, Lord. Hodia Masia Dolobo. Lemro Pasandi and Dadala Mama Baba. We need to hear from you, Lord. We need to hear from you. We need to hear from you. We need to hear from you. You are a father who speaks to your children. You are a father who speaks to your children.
I want you to guide your children. Now to pray about your ministry. Your ministry. Your ministry. Pray. For the grace and the strength to magnify your ministry. Thank you, Lord.
Lembrandolo babu sifranta karia dala baba. Lebrotolia zata balia dada dada baba tiri boche. Te kalaba baba ria toro babu babu sifron badi andara lava. Le poko boria baba li ansa bandi itala. Abu koria vinta lava baba sabu karia nala lava. Kitalia dadi andolo babu sifradi dadi me. Need your help, Lord God.
Father, we thank you for today.
Yes, Lord.
We know we have come into contact with your word. And we will not be the same again.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for an amazing time.
Thank you.
Thank you for your presence.
Thank you.
Thank you for your blessing.
Thank you.
Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
Willing to surrender all.
Clap our hands for them. Let it be louder. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Special service, and we thank God for choosing us. This is where God is blessing us. When God chooses you for anything, is the area where He blesses you. So, we have been chosen to build a church. Not so. According to Matthew 9. Matthew 9. And verse number 36. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then said he to his disciples, "The harvest is truly plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest." What a beautiful verse. So you are the result of prayer. You are the result of the prayer of Bishop Dagwood Mills for his churches. As he waited on God and prayed so that he could have a church in OEB. I am one of the results of his prayer. And you are a result of that prayer. Now, I want you to keep these three verses in your heart, because I'm coming back to it. Jesus said in Matthew 16:18, that I'll build my church. So Jesus is building his church. Amen.
Amen.
And when he was here physically on earth, he went about looking for helpers. He found Matthew. He found Andrew, who brought Simon. He saw Nathanael from afar. John came to him. I don't know how he found Judas. But in the end, he had 12. By the time he was dying, he had 500 disciples. After he died, and Paul is the one who told us that he appeared to people. He appeared to James. He appeared to 500. He appeared to himself, Paul, as one born out of due season. So his physical ministry on earth generated disciples. Now he's not here. As he's at the right hand of God the Father, he has released you and I not to come and dance, but to build. Can you see Matthew 16, 18? Check again. Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build. I will what? Build my church. Today, I want to talk about how to build a church. But that's not the real title. The title for today's message is How to Build a Bus Center. A bus center is a piece of a church. In Romans chapter 12, verse 5. Paul says, so we, say
we,
being many, are one body in Christ, and everyone members one of another. So, a real body is not made up of a few parts, is there? So we, being many. So you are who you are sitting there because you are made up of many, many parts. Many, many parts. Even if you take big, big organs, you have many, many organs. Eye, nose, ear, hair, skin, kidney, liver, different organs. You can't have a body with just two organs. So, a church, being one body, ought to have many different parts. You see, a real church is a very complex organism. That is why nobody has been able to destroy the church. And anything which is as resilient as the church must be made up of many complex parts. That is why a BMW is different from a bicycle or a wheelbarrow, even though they both move. So, if we really want to build a church, we have to ask ourselves one basic question. Where are the many parts? So that's a church there. Wow. That's a pastor preaching. Beautiful. So that's a church. Okay. So where are the many parts? If you can't show many parts, it means it is not a real body. We being many. A church must be made up of a lot of things. I'm believing God to have 5 choirs in First Works. Then we are building a body. A minimum of 3 sets of dancing stars. Is 3 many? 3, is it many? 3 is a few. So we must have about 200 basantes, not 3 basantes. Anyone here who, because of his African background, is satisfied with little will not be happy in our midst. Because when you relate with an African, he doesn't like too much, too many things, too much, just a little. Because the African affliction is the affliction of smallness. The room we stay in, the food, the amount of food we eat, the amount of money in your pocket, amount of water you drink, amount of electricity you use. It's always small. The lights go off more than they are on. And we are fine. We don't look sick. We are not depressed. We are one of the most happiest people on earth. So when somebody rises up and wants to do things to have many, that person is seen as an extremist. But I read to you, for us to be a body, we must be many. So today, we are going to look at how to build many bus centers. And if we are going to build many bus centers, it means that you must be a bus center leader. And the few people around you should also be prepared to become bus center leaders. So how do you build a bus center? How? Well, the answer is very close to us. It's in the mega church. How to start a church? Chapter 8 of the mega church. So I'm preaching from this chapter, how to start a church, to teach you how to start a bus center. We need to be good at starting bus centers so that we can have many, many bus centers. So there are 10 steps. Maybe I'll do one or two steps today. And if God opens the door for us to meet again later, I'll continue. But this is one of the most important messages you can ever hear. You will ever hear. How to start a bus center. Number one, if you want to start a bus center, you must count the cost. Which many people don't do. Many people don't count the cost before they start something. And the few who count the costs count the most unnecessary things as the cost. You want to build a house? That's the real cost of building a house. Having your land, buying materials. You don't build a house by going to look for some building designed like a spaceship and spend. I know a country that was going to build something. I mean, before the building itself was started, they had spent over $100 million on the plan. On the plan. And the model. You see, but that is how especially Africans live their lives. This country is in Africa. we don't count the cost. And the few who count the cost count useless things as the cost. A woman going to marry will count the cost of the wig, makeup. I'm not joking. The shoes, the dress, right here at the car park, I officiated a wedding. When I finished, I went to my office. I did many things. When I came back, I met the couple. They were still at the car park. I said, "What's going on?" He said, "They don't know where to go." So right there, I organized a place for them to go and spend the night. And we organized a honeymoon here at the car park. You see, a girl going to marry, she won't settle down to even learn how to take care of a man. I mean, I am the woman. I'm going to marry a man. That is why I am marrying her, him. The Bible calls you a helper. But you find the woman, concentrating on, by the time the wedding is done, it's over, she's even quarreling with the man's mother over useless things. Listen carefully. Listen carefully. Ninety-5% of wives wearing wedding rings don't know how to take care of a man. The man isn't the helper. It's the woman who's the helper. So if there's anyone who must learn to take care of somebody, the woman must learn to take care of the man. Of course, the man must also care for his wife. We'll spend time to learn how to prepare food. The same pine. Is that the man? That's what we prayed today at the flow prayer. Most husbands have accepted this. I put my money on a useless woman, so let me just, and I can't divorce at this time of my life. Nine and a half out of 10 wives don't know how to have sex with their husband. Nine and a half. They've left that job to slay queens. And you see them prancing about. That's marriage. That's marriage. Is the cost. The cost. The Bible says in Luke 14:28, "For which of you intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counted the cost. Anything you want to build, you want to build a bus center, build a church, build a marriage. Tonight, I'm talking about bus center. You have to sit down and ask yourself, this bus center I am going to build, what is the cost? I mean, what do I pay? What are the implications? The cost is, how will it affect my life? I'm a shepherd. How will it affect my life? Most people who are in the ministry feel that it is something that shouldn't affect their lives. So once they start and it begins to affect their lives, they back off. But I'm here to inform you. That's why I said that verse I read. Keep it in your mind. When Jesus came and he taught us what prayer to pray in Matthew 9, he said we should pray for laborers. Not jokers. If you are listening to me and you are doing anything in the church, usher, sound man, communion star, car park, everything about the church is labor. So anyone who approaches God's work and treats it as some, like a marginal frivolity, something light, that person will confront the anger of God. The reason why in the world everything is moving forward except the church is that the handlers of the church feel that the church work is a hobby or something light. But the word there is labor. Laborer. Nine out of 10 things in the church is shoddy. You see the choir singing like this. Even to arrange themselves. You see somebody sitting behind the computer. Do they sit in front or behind the computer? In front. Whichever. Projecting verses. You don't know whether the person is an idiot, an imbecile. Because they will not attach labor. I said, count the cost.
It's the cost.
And I'm telling you that the cost of a bus center work is work. That is the cost. And that's something, because a bus center is a church. And Jesus in Matthew 16 verse 18 said, there are two things in that verse that show you that unless you put work into building a church, you don't have a church. One is that it is built on a rock. Building on a rock is difficult. Thou art Peter, and upon this rock, a church is built on a rock. Imagine digging a rock. And there are people who want to build the basenta on vono, cushion, pastors of churches. Build a church on cushion. No wonder the average church on earth is a sham and a drudgery. I want to ask you to back off. Back off. Lest a curse comes upon you. Back off. The second reason why you must be very careful about what you are doing is that the church is interfacing with the gates of hell. And that is why you can't treat it lightly. That's why when Jesus Christ came, it was blood he had to shed. But you think that it is an it's like after school job. Two things. You are building on a rock, and number two, you are interfacing. As soon as you see the word church, the next phrase is the gates of hell. The reason why we have small percentage which don't grow is that percentage leaders haven't been told and taught that it is work. It's work. Paul describes in Ephesians 4. He gives some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors and teachers. Verse 12. For the perfecting of the saints. For the work. Work of ministry. Work of ministry. So today, I want to teach you about the cost of building a church or building a bus center. Number one is that the cost of building a bus center is the price you pay to work. So I have now left mega church. I'm now in what it means to be a shepherd. And I'm talking about the five characteristics of ministry work. I am talking about basenta, but you can move it to choir, ashes, everything. It's his work. Number one. One out of five. Number one. Ministry work has working hours. You see, if you want to be a Basenta leader, you must understand that there must be hours you must put into that work you are doing. Hours. Now, there are two types of working hours, both of which apply to ministry. Number one is that there are working hours which are scheduled. By 8 o'clock, you should be in the office. Or you are about to lose your job. Eight, five, you are out. That's work. Scheduled. Ministry work is the only work that when you try to institute arrival and departure, you are seen as a wicked person. That's why our churches are empty. Some of you on a Sunday morning for a service which starts at 7:30, you should have been out of your house at 5 a.m. to go and work. Now, I'm saying that in the banks and in some offices, it's not just working for 9 hours. So you have to start at a particular time. You can't say you are going to work at 12 and you will close at 9. They didn't budget with the lights on in that office. You fool. So you may end up spending 9 hours, but it's not the right 9 hours. It's 8, not 12 noon. That is why in the church we are in, I'm going to tell you when you should be out of your house on Sunday morning. Yeah. There is no serious work where people are just left to just do what they want to do. Where? Say, you own a business? Is there a time your workers come to work, or they can come at any time? It's time. There's nowhere in this world where you are just left to do anything. No. Everywhere, even where the time is not scheduled, 8 to whatever, they are allowed to work from home, they are monitored. There's a software on the computer. When you turn it on and the work you did, somebody in an office is watching you like that. There are jobs you are supposed to attend a conference. I worked in the hospital. On Friday morning, there was a clinical meeting. At least 3-4 big cases of the week. You have to be there. can you work when you are not there? If you are even the one going to present the case. But in the church, you can't tell a shepherd that you have to be there for stirred up service. Or you have to be there for lay schools. All those things are time dependent. They consume hours. As I'm saying that, if you want to be a Bacenta leader, know that the cost is that you pay in hours. I mean, if you are a proper regional head, any Bacenta leader who is not here should have a lot to answer. But you are not a good leader. That's why people get away with the things they are doing. But when it comes to your work in your office, you don't do what you are doing here. Count the cost. And the cost is that hours doing different things. If you're a lawyer, you go to court. In fact, lawyers even charge their clients by the hour. I've called my carpenter many times and he said, I am at timber market. It's part of the work. A carpenter's work is not only at the workshop, but a Bacenta leader won't take time to understand the aspects, what you are required to do, hours in church services, hours in small meetings, hours in outreach, hours in visitation, hours. How many hours did you spend praying this week? You answer for it. How many hours did you spend on outreach? Were you at the shepherd's meeting? That's why this is just most churches are in shambles. Joke, just jokes. You see a Bacenta leader. When you see the Bacenta, you say, oh, it's an African who is in charge of that Bacenta. It's an African. Today I'm teaching you how to start a Bacenta. Number one is that understand that there is a cost. There is a price. If I buy this bag, once I buy it, it means I have it. For me to have it, I should lose money. But people want to have the ministry and not lose ours. They want to have the title reverend and not lose ours. Number two. Ministry work consumes a large amount of time. A large amount of time. Anything which consumes a little amount of time is a hobby. You can't claim to be doing the work of the ministry until it actually consumes a reasonable amount of your time in the week. Yeah. So you have no excuse. Working in the bank being a doctor, being a lawyer, being a businessman, moving up and down, being a lecturer. We don't care. We don't care. Don't bring your... I said, we don't care. We say that if you can't put down time, then walk away. You can't be around and not give the work time. We don't care. If you are working in a bank or you are a doctor, you close at 7, then your evenings and your weekends must be consumed. I said, we don't care whether you are a student, you are a housewife, house help. If you can't put in a large amount of time, then step aside. Just step aside. Just step aside. Just step aside. Don't come around. Pretend to be interested, but you don't want to pay the price. Count the cost. I'm telling you that there's a cost to ministry. And it is a lot of time. A lot of time. I've spent a lot of time. I mean, when I'm at home, I even work more. So I actually prefer to be in the office. When I'm at home, I work far more. I think I feel more relaxed at home. So it creates a very fine atmosphere for me. How many hours do you spend? I woke up to have flow today. As I was there flowing, I said, no. Within 5 minutes, I said, no. I just organized myself, sat in my car, and went to First Love Center. Inside the studio. I mean, I want it in a certain way. From there, meetings, this phone calls, this call, this meeting. Ah. I respect that you are a student. I respect it. I'm not trivializing that you are a university student. But see, then it's like saying that you want to marry, but you can't take care of children. Or I don't know what. Then don't marry. There's a price to pay. Most men and most women feel that they have married themselves. 90% of the causes of divorce is that most people in their heads, they have married themselves. That is, they relate with their spouse the way they would relate with themselves. So if I am happy, then it's my time. If I am not happy, then it's not my time. Once it's not my time, it's not your time. Any job you do, you give it your time. I mean, that's what we say, it's your work. Like I drive, my car is parked there. But I don't spend 14 hours of everyday driving. So it can't be my work. But I drive. In fact, there are some days I can drive for, if it's 24 hours, I can do about 18 hours of driving in one day. Yes. Some weeks ago, I drove the whole day from about 3 a.m. till about 12 midnight, 1 a.m. the following day. Just driving. But it's not my work. Do you know why? Because that type of driving is once a year. It's your work when you give it a lot of your time, a lot of time. A lot of your time, regularly, frequently, then it's work. You can't just be there 2 months, you don't do any ministry work. Then one day you spend 24 hours. Which will bring me to that is when you come to how to start a church, number 2 or 3. I'll explain to what it means to be desperate. It must consume a large amount of your time on a daily basis. You're not prepared. I say, are you prepared to do that? Then walk out. You're not prepared? Leave. Only an African will accept shoddy works. Dancers don't dance well. Singers don't sing well. The pastor himself doesn't preach well. Nothing works well. No. You chose the wrong pastor. I'm not that type of pastor. No. No. It's a demand. It's a demand. Number 3. Ministry work expends energy and money. Energy. Spending energy means you will be tired. Tired. Last week I was coming. I saw Happy on Tuesday. Was it last week? Yeah. She was going to do outreach, visitation in her area. I'm sure, I don't know where she lives, but I think she had combined the work in such a way that when she comes to this area, she would do all her outreaches. So I'm sure she must have come early. She said she was with LP Lorraine, done her work early, did everything. Then she was walking up to church when I saw her and picked her. Yeah. And when I saw her walking up, I could say she was tired. That is ministry. To sit in a service looking tired without sleeping. It's only African presidents who attend summits and sleep. Hardly will you see a white president sleeping. Because as he's there, he's engaged. He can't sleep. I don't remember the last time I slept for 6 hours continuously. 6 hours. I don't remember the last time. Energy. Tired. After I stand here, I am tired. I need to sleep. Just like you. I And you see them, they don't want to be tired. Hey, this, I can't go to this place. Hey, how? It's too late. Hey, 3 times a week. Hey, Aden. I'm sorry, my papa Diana. But I know a brother who was sent to a place to go and start a bar center. He was not in Accra when he got the appointment. He was somewhere. When he got to Accra on Tuesday evening, he went home. Wednesday, new place. Wednesday evening, he was there. Thursday evening, he was there. Friday evening, he was there. Saturday, he put 12 people on a bus to church. First ever. Bus. Full bus. You are so crazy that you can spend money to hire a bus of 12 seats and put 5 people on and not feel that you are an. Doesn't mean it's like. It's like some, I mean, very low IQ, very low. We are low. You hire a bus. Wow. Work also involves not just your energy, but your money. Yes, you are paid with money, but you use money to go to the work so you can be paid with money to go to the work. Here, we don't pay with money. God pays you with the very life that money cannot buy. What God gives you, money cannot buy it. But I cannot buy it. I can tell you people who have got money, a lot of it, but they can't pay for something they want in their own lives, in their family. I don't want to give details. When Satan enters your life and starts giving you bills. One of the effects of demonic affliction is bills. Bailing your son from police station is a bill. This is my wife. I've also gone to impregnate this girl. I must pay for Pampers, pay for OPD. It's a bill. When Satan enters something, one of the effects is the generation of bills. That's why I would prefer to spend my money on God. It's also a bill, but a far better way of spending money. Far by far. Maybe you want to spend your money on demon-induced bills. Be happy. Be happy. Listen to anybody here who allows the devil into your life. Remember that bills will come up. Money bills. Money. You pay money. Anybody who allows evil spirit, sin, unrighteousness, one of the effects is bills. And it is this work that keeps us filled and full enough not to be hungry for Satan's allure. A and temptations. You think a man cannot, we don't like to have you as dessert. They don't understand what life is. But it's because you are sitting here and you are under her that you can't be accessed by the men who want your life. Without her, without this meeting, without that work, somebody gets you. Yeah. Spends money on you before you know one day you have a child that you are taking care of. And the bills begin. The bills begin. Because you will not have your parents forking out money forever. No. Never. You just put the fork inside. Eat. Eat. Ah. 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 Never. It will end at a time. The rest is your bills. So when we are here, understand it. It's not that we don't understand what life is. Don't make a mistake. The work I'm doing, I've spent my money on the work. I mean, if you don't spend your money on the work, it means, first of all, even your heart is not in the work. Yeah. Because the place where your treasure is, that's where your heart. And many of you, a sign that you are not supposed to be here is that you don't spend money on the things. Can you imagine somebody takes care of a new convert for 2 years and has never bought a Bible for a convert before? You know your heart is in something by the amount of money you spend. That's how you know your heart is in something. I'm sending you. Sit down. The next time you are sending a bus center leader to start a bus center, let the person listen to this message first. We are not joking. It may be a joke to you, but we are not joking. We are not joking at all. I'm not joking. Ideally, you shouldn't be a beggar. This ministry we are doing, how many of you are paid by the church? Nobody's paid by the church. Rather, your money goes into the church. But it is work you are doing that brings human beings into your life. And one human being is worth more than all the buildings in the world. One human being. That's why anybody who has a large church is rich. Can't be poor. I mean, it must be an extreme case in the person's life. We don't share money. But you should rather give us money for giving the privilege to be in the church to do anything. You You are having your wedding. How much money have you enjoyed from the church members and church things and church whatever versus the money your uncle has brought into your life? Somebody had a problem yesterday. It's the church that entered the matter and rescued him. We send church. It's church. We don't give money, but any work you do that brings human beings around you, it's not something you must expect money again. It's the lowest type of job that gives money. It's the lowest type of job that gives money. Anybody with money on his mind, in fact, anybody who can have ministry and abandon it and chase after money is very low. I told a brother a few days ago, I said, you see how you and I are sitting here talking? If there was $100,000 on our right here, I would choose this one and leave that money there. Because through you and I can't even get that money. You and I together can get that money. When the ministry is demanding time and energy and money from you, be ready to give it. Why? Because it's a privilege. You know, there are some people, when they ask you for something, I mean, you can even steal to give them. Can you imagine Bishop Dagwood Mills asking for 100 Ghana? Hey. He needs 100 Ghana. Can you give me 100 Ghana? I said, there are some people. Very quick loan. Yeah. No, I'm telling you. There are certain situations. It's even a privilege for you to spend your money in that direction. That's a privilege. In fact, receiving money from that end is not important. On my birthday, when I have my birthday, a lot of people give me money. But there are some people in my life, on my birthday, I give them money on my birthday. Yes. Yeah. Not on their birthday, my birthday. Yeah. It's an honor to spend your money in the direction of the work of God. That's why wealthy people, they are always looking for something to spend their money on. They're always looking for something to spend their money on. Somebody has got $16 billion. He doesn't even know what to do with it. But at least he knows that he will never give it to his children. That one that he knew, but he doesn't know what to do with it. And as time goes on, he finds what to do with it. Some leave some for their cats, their dogs. Listen to me. Listen, I'm telling you. A time comes in your life. How to spend money becomes a project. But you won't know because you're not there. Yeah. With your hungry looking face, you are not there. Yeah. People hire accountants. World-class accountants to help them to spend money. Yeah. But you understand. I'm saying that when God gives you the chance, he says, where your treasure is, that's where your heart. He said, lay up for yourselves treasures. in heaven, where moth and rust. I mean, it must be a privilege if you have fish. If you put the fish here, versus if you put the fish here, if you put the fish here, by morning, cats will have eaten it. If you put your fish here, it will still be there by morning. Where would you choose to put your fish? Here or there? Yeah. He said, lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where moth and rust doth not corrupt. So your money must be directed wisely to the right place. Spend money on things, heavenly things. There's no loss. You will never lose. When you spend your money on kingdom business, you will never lose. That's why people... Anything else, you can't be sure. Mommy, I said what? Anything else, including your son's education, you can't be sure that you'll get something from it. You can't be sure. People take their children to the university, and that is where the things begin. And the better the university, the wilder the issues. Your son would have been better off at Kotobabi LA 1 and 2. Cluster of schools. But you understand, because you can't imagine it. I want to repeat myself. You can never be sure of any other way of spending your money. Any other way. Apart from God's work. You can put your money in a house, and the house, the only thing the house did was to kill you. Yes. I can give you two names of people who built houses. They were checking construction and they fell and died. One was a Saturday afternoon. I've seen your hair. I like this type of hair. That's the reason why I would like to marry you. But if you had money and had bought a wig with it, you'd be looking like a charcoal seller. So the wig you have spent money on is rather what has deprived you of a beloved like me. You can't be sure of what your money is going to do for you. So you end up with this man. This is the one who's going to marry you. He can't differentiate between charcoal and what. But me, my class, you know, I like this. This is more. But you have got so much money, even when you are buying useless wigs, you can't tell that it's a useless wig. And most Africans with money don't have class. Can you say that? I'm preaching. The cost of ministry. Your time, hours, energy, money. Number four. Ministry work is work and is repetitive and regular. Repetitive and regular. That is work. When my mother was a teacher, she had a brown dress. Brown. With sandals. We were children. That's what the dress she wore. Brown dress. Uniform. You wear the same dress. Where? That's work. You see them going to work. They drive. There are people who know even where the potholes are. If you use a road, you know where to swerve. I mean, you can close your eyes. You can just, after a while, the speed ramp is, I don't know. You know everything. Yeah. Some of you, trot mates, know your name. They know your name. Oh, Auntie Abba. And then they were late. I said, they know your name. So you are a regular whatever. How come the relatives of your soul don't know your name because you are there repetitively, regularly? You go. When you are sad, you go. Your beloved broke your heart. You go. I've sat on this chair and cried several times. 2 minutes before I'm introduced. And 20 minutes before the 2 minutes. The 20 minutes is just sitting here and crying. But I had to go and preach. Because work demands that my emotions cannot prevent me and should not how I feel sad doesn't mean that I can't preach. I shouldn't preach. But when you don't understand your work, you stay at home because you are sad. Some of you stay at home because you are sad. You feel a little whatever, you're in your period, some cramps, whatever, then we can't find you. And because this is that, we can't find you. But as I'm standing here right now, I'm also in my period. But I'm here. Yes. It began 2 days ago. I'm still in it. Her period is blood. My period is a certain type of pain that comes every month. And I'm in it. Well, the last time you saw me preaching and sipping water, there's a reason why I'm sipping water. I said, your period is blood. My period is pain. And I am in my period now. I'm preaching. Each time I wake up, I pray that I wake up and it's not there, but it's there. But the demands, say the demands. The demands of the work will not allow you to sit at home. Will not allow you to fool around. You must be present. You failed your exam, come and do your basanta work and go and learn well. Yeah. We learned, studied, we did things with the work. I have failed exam before. Yes, I'm sorry. I wish I didn't have to tell you I failed before, but I failed exam before. If you want to leave the church, I wrote again and passed. A boy breaks your heart, you don't come to church. Do you know how many times my heart has been broken in this church? Broken heart. Do you know broken heart? You lie in bed, you stare at the ceiling from 10 p.m. till 5:30 a.m. Here. You toss. One, two, then you come back, toss, one, two, That's why prayer is out. No. No prayer. Prayer, you can't pray. You can't pray. You've not been there before. But you can't pray. You are destroyed from within. You can't pray. You have been there. And we get up and comb our hair, if there's hair. And we come to church. Yeah. I'm saying that anybody here who is not oriented properly towards this work should walk out. Walk out! It's not something you can just do. No. How you want to do it. No. There are demands. Like I said, if it's 8 a.m., you must be at the office at 8 a.m. Or? Peter and John in Acts 3 were disciples of Christ. And they were going to the temple at the hour of prayer. Walk in when you want to walk in. It means that you are trivializing the work. Yes. And I'm informing you that in this new era, so it's not going to be tolerated. I will determine when you wake up. Yes. Because Bank of Ghana determines when you wake up. I met a brother who was on his way to the airport. He said he's going, I forget the country, some place. Said, but I didn't know this. So he said, I just found out this afternoon that I have to go. So I just organized myself. And then, because say the demands. The only place where things are done anyhow is the church. By people who don't do that in their private work. Repeated. Outreach. We are going to have surges every month ending. Repetitive. We have Basenta meeting. Next week, we are going for a camp. We are closing whenever the camp closes. We are coming back here for a set service. Repetitive. Inshallah. Thursday. Every Thursday, you are having your church. Do what it is boring. That's why those in the world, they fight for promotion. Because nobody wants to sit behind their desk, the same desk, the same typewriter for 28 years. They would like to move to the next room, go up, go to change the job, this, that. Yeah, that's why we also have to work in such a way that you can be promoted. This, do this this way, change this, oversee this, move here, do this. It is the different things you do that brings there, give you longevity. And number 5. Ministry work is supervised or unsupervised. Today I brought you here to tell you that there is a cost to being anything. I have just called it Basenta, but it can be anything. When you sit in a service and you see a brother who can't find verses to project, you are looking at somebody who is treating the work like, I can't find the English word. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6. It says, go to the ant. Go to the ant. When the Bible tells you to go somewhere, it means there's some wisdom there. And the wisdom is that it doesn't have an overseer. But knows how to gather its food in summer. I'll tell you, in any organization, the lowest levels are the levels where the work is supervised. The higher you go, the more the work is unsupervised. And the higher you go, that is where they are even getting more salary. Interesting, isn't it? Yeah. The place where people are paid 1,500 or 800 cedis. 800 cedis. They are supervised. And the higher ones, where somebody is getting 800 cedis, somebody is getting $10,000, $20,000. Interestingly, the one getting $10,000 a month is not being supervised. So you make yourself great by working in such a way that you are your own judge, you are your own arbiter, you are your own determinant of how well you are doing. The Bible says, judge yourself. The lower you are, the more you wait out till someone calls you to judge you. And those people, when they write exams, they get F. They fail. If West African Examination Council or British Council or Oxford University must call you to examine you before you are examined, then you fail. Before West African Examination Council calls you, you should have called yourself many times. The textbooks we used to study in school, you know, after every chapter, there are questions. We could recite the answers like, right? When you see the question, you know the answer. No supervision. No supervision. While there were some students, the housemaster must come with a cane and lash them out of the dormitory to the classroom. And many of you can't work on your own. You can't decide that I'm doing this right. I'm doing this well. I'm coming to church early on my own. I'm busing early. You must be threatened with a sack. There must be some facings before. And you see, anything that is an imposition from outside is done with grudges and with pain. I don't know what it is I'm doing. But there are. But in the church, what most of the things I'm doing in the church, I'm my own judge. I'm my own judge. I don't remember the last time Bishop called me and asked, Dr. Go, show me your data. No, attendance. No. But I check my attendance. I know how many we were last Sunday. Every service, I know it. I check everything. Qua, dancing stars, I check. I've been working on targets for the regional heads in this service today. That's what I've been working on. Learn to work well without somebody having to chase you. Say, learn to do what is right without having someone chase you. Come, have this service, build this thing, go and do outreach. I mean, why should I tell you to go and do outreach? How? How? There's a part of the work where you are supervised. I am supervised. I've got targets. I've got targets. How many church buildings I must build before a particular month? I've got targets. Lands to buy, churches to fence. I've got things. Yes. But there's also a whole world. And you see, your greatness is seen in the area where no one supervises. Learn to work with your conscience and your intelligence and your sensitivity and spirituality and maturity and humanness. Learn to be a human being. Don't be an animal who must be flogged to do the right thing. Ah. How old are you? Are you 30 years? You are coming for an important meeting. You know that you feel sleepy. Come with coffee. Or if coffee puts you to sleep, go and stand at the back. Why should I be the one to tell you to go and stand at the back before you go and stand there? Stand to your feet. There is a type of ministry God wants from us. Listen to me, my dear friend. Imagine that I was dead. Dead. How will you work in the church? How will you work in the church? Lots of people, they work for someone to see. We call them eye pleasers and men pleasers. You see them doing something when somebody is there. Who is there to see me? Most of what I do, that's them. Somebody came to the studio on Saturday. He was blown away. Is this in Ghana? Say it's in Ghana. We are here. But didn't you see that? That's the road you drove on. Where in the world will you find such a road? I'm not working to catch anybody's eye. No. 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 No, 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 no. No. I know what is right. If somebody's eye is there, fine. But what is right, I'll do it. Because my brain ticks. It ticks. Every day apology. When a person raises, said, Charlie, in Takwa, they will say bongalas. You know, be someone. If I choose, if I see four girls, I want to choose someone to work with me. I should be able to choose you. How you work, how your mind works, your attitude. Your attitude. Many of you, if there was somebody, if I was with you in your room at home, if I was there, you'd wake up for flow service. If I was there in the room, you'd wake up. Why can't you wake up when you are alone in your room? That's what we mean by unsuper. Look, think of it. How many hours of your life Will your mother be there? Your pastor, a policeman, or a soldier, or a high court judge? Most of your life, you are alone. So if you don't learn to read your Bible yourself, and you are waiting for your reverend to be there, then you will never be a Christian, because he will not be there. So we learn that without people being there, we do what is right, including fornicating with you. If my pastor was there, would I have slept with you? So if he's not there, I must learn not to sleep with you. That is unsupervised non-fornication. But there's also a supervised non-fornication. Yeah. Where we put a camera in your room, or we are checking your computer, or we are monitoring you. That is supervised. But I prefer, your greatness is in your ability to work unsupervised. It makes you rich, makes you smart, makes you valuable, valuable. If I never meet you, Bacenta leaders, ever to check your data, will you work well? If I never meet you ever in 1,000 years to sit with you, check your region, your constituency, your Bacenta, your attendance for, you yourself can't even say, hey, and in 3 months' time, I must start under Bacenta from this Bacenta. Are you that low? So low. So low. So low. But that's not a Christian. He has raised us up with Christ and caused us to be seated in heavenly places. Don't be low. I'm asking you. I mean, that's how we got to know Mary as a singer. She's been singing years ago, but long time. Some fiangle girl be in the choir. Nothing impressive. One day, no, she's the girl is just singing. How? Unsupervised. Nobody on earth sent her into a room. Night and day, all night, all day, is this working market. Because in every labor, there is a reward. The work she did to sing well, if I had made her do that work, she would have even cursed herself she would have insulted me by all means. By all means, I would have an insult. What is this? Do you feed me? I can't sleep. You mean I can't sleep? Every night I should be up singing. Why do you pay me? But on her own. I said, the great things you will ever do will be the things you did unsupervised. Anybody who forces you to do things, you will hate the person. Learn it. People are looking for those who don't have to be supervised. They are looking for them to employ them. They call it initiative. Everybody else, when the boss is not there, they bow their head. And you find one. Ideally, if somebody like this man with a huge company looking for people to employ, this should be the place to get the creme de la creme. Creme de la creme. But it's just the words, I can't use the words. I said, work is supervised. Or unsupervised. And if God tells you, a human being, look at your cranium and your cerebrum, to tell someone like you to go to the ant, it means that size really doesn't matter. today I'm saying that don't be an animal. Don't be low. Wake up. Clement, if I never sit with you in a room to check your work, you can't work well. You can't bass well. I'm going for a crusade. You see, as I'm away, attendance will dip. Oh. But when Bishop travels, that's the attendance of this church day. It's nice when somebody is around and you are doing something. Everybody wants, at least everybody wants, even Jesus wanted to hear thank you or well done. We all want to, we like to work where our madam is, so they say, it's human. It's there. But 9.9 over 10 of your life, there will be no one there watching you. That's why those who sin freely, because they are not used to an unsupervised life. Once you leave her with the phone, it is pornography. But when you are in Christ, Peter says, be sober and be vigilant. One day I'll call you for sin. But if I never call you, for you to sing a song for me to hear, yourself, build yourself up. Build your singing. Why are you waiting for me to call you to do some soul fest before? I don't get it. How to start a bus center? Number one, count the cost. And what is the cost? The cost is that it is work. And why is it work? Number one, it is work because work has working hours. Working hours. A bus center leader needs to understand, an overseer of bus centers, that they are work. You yourself must plan your week. The hours in the evening you are putting into your work. Plan yourself. Don't let me give you a plan. But if you want it, I'll give it to you. Number two, it's work because anything that is work requires a large amount of time. A large amount of time. That's why anything you don't spend a large amount of time of your life doing, you can't say it is your work. I was on a golf course yesterday playing golf. But I'm not a golfer as a profession. No. You go and walk on the golf course once a week or once in 2 weeks. Those who are professional golfers, they hit 1,000 balls and play 18 holes in the morning, and 500 balls and play 18 holes in the evening, and go to the gym every day. When they go on vacation in the Maldives, they choose hotels with gyms. As a professional, the Sanquas. As a professional, where the thing takes a lot of your time. Yes. I was a doctor in the hospital for 14 years. Ministry took a lot of my time. The churches, by God's grace, I built there couldn't have been built without that type of work. You know work is in something by how it looks like. You can tell. If you want to give your blouse to someone to wash, you know the amount of time the person used to wash that blouse. We show how that. If just dip and lift a hand. Number three, it is work because it will require your money and your energy. You'll be tired. You'll spend money. And it's your privilege. It's a privilege for you. Mommy, it's a privilege. Don't spend money bailing your son. But if you want that one, you can have it. Number four. It's regular. 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 Take the highest dose of PMO and go and do your outreach in spite of your cramps. A girl has broken your heart. Go. Go. You don't have money. Walk. Walk. Just make sure we can count on you to be there. That is what we mean, repetitive and regular. That I can sit here and say, like right now, I know Bishop Kobe is preaching in his diocesan service at Foster Home. If he's not there preaching, that would be very strange, because he works well. I can count on him to be there. That's why I can give a whole section of the church to him. Because I can count on him. He works well. There are times you must postpone your holidays. Postpone a trip. Change your schedule to accommodate. Don't be there and let the ministry work revolve around your secular life. Some of us, our secular life revolved around the ministry. It was at the center. I guess if you are not called, it's a difficult thing to serve God. I guess. Some of us are called. We're called. And number five, it is work. Because to supervise. When I'm supervising you, allow me to look over your shoulder to see what you are doing. Because work is supervised. There's no work in the world that cannot be supervised. At least tax people will supervise your expenditure of money. You'll be going to court because someone supervises you and you're like, no, this guy doesn't pay tax. And then work is also unsupervised. Let both be at work. Don't be a worker who must only be supervised. Always supervised. When we leave you, you can't work on your own. It makes you low. But God wants to use the ministry. Today, the ministry, people who can't speak English, no education, they are bishops and flying first class. Yes. When I stand in front of my classmates, I'm a different human being. I had no respect, but today, meetings are not held if I'm not there. Ministry. Wake up. And work well. Like the ants who, without an overseer, gathered her food in summer. Lift your two hands and pray for yourself. That you'll be a good worker. Pray. We are praying now. It's now prayer time. It's now prayer time.
Indeed, you are a rewarder. Katapo karadia sovadika. Katida lava sata kafat. Lebro savadi ando lobo sakataba. Rabati ando lobo kubu pari ando lava sata da. Abrando kubu sata dari ando lebe saha.
Pray that you work well. Pray that you work well. You work well.
Sokubrani ando lava katia do lobo saba. Lakadia ando lava talaba ka. Jimalobo kravadi ando lego. Lebrosi katia te makatia azadi katabalia dana labata katamo sapatia dana labasa that you can count on me.
How
that
to
I
start the basenta?
Oh my God, patania masaboka.
Pray that you work well.
Levando lobo kabab ladia tolobo sakatabalia dana labasa levando lobo kabaria dana labaka adiando lobo kabaria dana masaidi ada aziando lobo katabalia dana labasa da lebrokotio lobo sabaria. That I can work well, that I will 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 spend the time, oh God, Matakata. Levratolo Bokoto Maria Lava, Satanani Bokoboria, Atapo Sopo Catania Lavasa, La Tatanian Lebeke, Satanian Lava, expand energy.
If you are not prepared to work, then don't start a basenta. That's what we mean when we say count the cost. It will affect your life, your money, your time, your relationship. It will affect you. Count it.
Katikalo sabrata diara labati, lipato lobo soko variara lava, lakada dana lava satoko buriya neve, leprapa katabo lobo sibra, revanto varia sabeka, lekadiya nene lebesa kadiya tadiya, repeka ba taba, lekapa soko bo, jima lekaburundi, lepeka tu kolobo sa, radiando lobo kobruda, rakaka gaya mandiri, lepaso fatia de, jaria katolo bo soko tobahadi. Le cariando lo vosso tiara, craikia so ho fania delle besaha, gemo caria da lava, tu work well, oh God,
papa caca,
papa
caca, papa
la codia dolo vosa, la cariando lo vosa varia, la dio dolo vosso, that you can point to me and say that he is there, he is there, he is there, he is there, he is there. Le brocos,
Dombele, Corobabas,
Catadani Lebos, Fadia Dambio, Kofu, Caria, Lavas, Catania Tolobo, Lepo, Tanian Dalava Sahara, Catoporia Dolobo Sapatana, a Tatania Dalava, a dependable work, a dependable work, a dependable work, a dependable work, oh Masakatabania Dolobo. Levado do Cobrata, Levadia da Lava Sataraba, Racadia do Rosogo, Lavanto Coboria de Reve, Latia Tolabosa, Latania Tolabosa, Rabatio Rosa, Lacatania da Lavo, Rafa Tolabosa, Le Primanda de Reve, La Satania da Lava, Aprosotoria da Lava, Amatania da Lavo, to be there when it is ready, to be there when I'm sad, to be there when I'm happy. Oh God, Masakatania da Lava. A dependable worker, working well of God. Le fatto cobaria da lava, a cadia tolo vosso cuo. Le brava vai a cadia tolo vosso, la cadoria vosso mia, la bandaglia tolo vosso, a bandaglia vosso. Not withholding my energy, not withholding my money, not withholding anything I have, not withholding of God to expand. Le fatto cobaria da lava, le fatto cobaria da lava, le fatto cobaria da lava. la fatto coporia da lava a satia tarabata o macatadia da levesa le pario dono coporia da
Jesus de
amen
macot.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the Word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Makenna Cathedral near Valley View University, OUB, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.